L is for the way
that's who you think it is. The Grimace mug. The Hello Kitty keychain. Barbie herself. For a limited time, your favorite McDonald's collectibles filled with memories and magic are now on collectible cups. Get one of six when you order a collector's meal at McDonald's with your choice of a Big Mac or 10-piece McNuggets. Come get your cup while you still can. And participate in McDonald's for a limited time while supplies last.
The God of Mischief is back and better than ever.
Loki.
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 Wow.
Great to see you again.
Critics agree Loki Season 2 is
marvelous.
Great. And it's finally here.
How much do you know?
Let's assume I don't know much.
A mind-bending adventure. Spectacularly cinematic.
I've been waiting for a moment like this.
It surpasses all expectations.
A little over the top, don't you think?
I thought it was spot on.
Loki Season 2. Now streaming only on Disney Plus.
Hello, this is Patrick Bexell with another episode of The Dispatch for Habs Eyes on the Prize. We're very fortunate to hold such a reputation in Sweden so we can access coaches and players quite freely. And today, you guys are in luck. We're lining up Thomas Montén, coach of the World Junior Championship team for Sweden. And he has just picked Jakob Olofsson and Mattias Norlinder for his Four Nations tournament squad that leave Sweden in a week's time, and we get to hear what he says about these two players and their chances for the World Juniors. Thomas Montén, home alone with two kids today. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule.
Yeah, it's no worries. We'll see how quiet they are in the background. So we'll see. We're going to take the big brother to hockey practice in an hour. So he's just going to get through the last hour.
Last year's World Junior Championship wasn't that successful as many of the Swedish journalists and fans had hoped for. Do you feel a little bit of a revanche coming up here? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it's always. I mean, I think every year that you don't win, every year you don't finish number one, you wanna do better, and we haven't done that in a while. And for sure, last year losing to Switzerland in the quarterfinals was a tough loss. But I mean, it was the first time in a lot of years that we didn't make the medal rounds. But that's hockey, and that's the hockey that comes to play. I think we had a tough break with a lot of injuries and sickness going around the team, and we played a good Swiss team. They really managed their game better than we did, and I think they were the better team, so that's why they moved on. But for sure, we hope to be at it again in the Czech Republic later on, and hopefully we can be amongst the teams battling for the medals.
Yeah, and Switzerland is really building for the future. They got a good system going, and Christian Wohlwend has now taken over Davos, so it's they're using their coaches in the right way as well.
Yeah, and I think for sure. I mean, the Swiss league, it's really good. I think a lot of the top Swedish players that don't go to the NHL, they end up in the Swiss league, and I think we have there is 6 or 7 Swedish coaches working coaching in that league as head coaches or assistant coaches. So I think we're helping them maybe in a bad way.
Yeah, you can see it in many different angles, I guess. But you just released your squad for the Four Nations that's being hosted in 10 days' time, I think it is, in Helsinki, Finland. And for Montreal Canadian fans, we're very happy to partly hear what you're saying, and partly also seeing that both Swedish prospects made the roster this time. It's a first for Mattias Norlinder. I know he was very excited when I spoke to him about it a week ago, of the potential being picked. But why really did you pick Jakob Olofsson? I know he's like this old faithful almost for you. He's there, and you know he's defensive acumen. But is there anything else that you feel he can bring to the team?
I think, Jakob has been around for a while. I mean, he was pretty close on making our team in Montreal 2 years ago as a 2 years younger. So I just think that maybe he hasn't like fulfilled his potential. I think he has a more offensive upside. He's a big guy, big body. I think he skates really good. I think he just needs to get a little bit more of an attacking mentality. I think he had a rough start moving to Skellefteå in the beginning of the season. He had some injuries and he had a tough time cracking the roster, but I actually saw him last week, and I think the two games I scouted him last week was maybe the two best games I've seen him play in maybe a year. So I think he was really on it. I think he had some good pace, he had some good speed. I think he made some good plays, and he really attacked the net. And I think if he does that, he's going to be a contender for a top two centerman spot for us for sure.
Last year in the World Juniors, you even used him as a defender because of, as you mentioned, injuries. But is that his problem, maybe, that you can utilize him in so many different ways?
Yeah, I mean, he's a really good kid. He's a really smart hockey player, and he can play all areas of the ice. But I mean, for sure, I mean, for us, and I think the Montreal Canadiens as well wants him to be a force, and I think he has that in him. I think we just try to lure it out and try to get him to step out of his comfort zone a little bit. But I think, he played a lot on the wing. I think we had some good centers last year, and I just felt that maybe he could contribute a little bit more on the wing. And then we ended up with eight players going out with stomach flu, so we had only 5Ds, and we shift him around during the game a little bit just to keep our guys fit to give them some time to breathe. But he can play everything. But for sure, for us and for him, I think we're looking at him as an offensive player for sure.
So you promise he won't play goalie this time, at least?
Hopefully not. But I think he can manage that as well. So, but hopefully not. No, hopefully we can have all our players healthy this year, and hopefully he can be a top line guy for us.
During the summer showcase, you played him with Holtz and Raymond, two very offensively gifted guys, two guys that are going to go high in the next year's draft, and I'm assuming they're on the, at least on the whiteboard for the World Juniors as well. Is that something you can see benefit them as well, that he is so strong defensively after his year with Timrå?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think if you look at the centers we had last year, and I think the centers we will have this year, we have more of two-way centers that come out of our program in Sweden. We don't have the really offensive, like the top scoring centers that maybe are more common in North America. I think all our centers are a little bit more two-way guys and support more offensive wingers. So I think they had a good tournament. I think Jacob played good. I mean, it's two players that are skilled, but it's also tough to play with two skilled players because you need to support them. You need to be able to win pucks for them and make sure that they get plays so they can use their skill. So we'll see. I think we'll try maybe Jacob there for one game at least during this three-game tournament that we're gonna have. But I think he could be in the mix for that.
And obviously, for Montreal fans, he wasn't drafted in his draft year, but after a full year with Modo. Mattias Norlander, he's been the breakout star really in Swedish hockey this fall. Six goals in 11 games, I think it is. And offensively, he's fantastic. I know Tobias Enström said, yeah, I'll let him do the work, and he's almost a forward anyway, so I stay back. Can that be a problem for him, that he's too offensive?
We'll see. I mean, with Mattias, it's actually the first time he's going to play for us and play for me. And then I told him when I called him on the phone like a week ago before we announced the roster. So I picked him in February, and he got a concussion the last game before the break in national break in February. And I picked him for the team to go to Plymouth this summer, and he broke his thumb, I think, during practice this summer. So I told him maybe we try to do it like third, third time in a row. So hopefully he can come to Finland with us. And I think we'll see. We're going to have a look at it. But he's a tremendous skater. He's an incredible skater, and I think his skating helps him play both ends of the ice. And I think playing with Modo in Allsvenskan, he's not been up for the test really defensively. So I don't know really how he will act, how he will look. But we look at him as a two-way defenseman. I mean, if we think that he can both play to produce points for us, but we really think that he can defend for us as well and play like a shutdown defensive role, play a lot against the top line from their opponents. So if he uses his skating and uses a good stick and a good balance to his game, I think he can be a force for us in both ends of the ice.
Looking at, and it's been like this for a while, Sweden produces amazing defenders. And looking at it, and I'm just did a list here, partly of the guys that you announced for the roster this for this tournament. But we also have Sandin and Bjørnfot in AHL, and they might be added to a World Junior team. And then I did my own list here, and there's a lot of left-handed defenders. Would it be a solution maybe to play one of them or even Matthias on their offside?
Yeah, for sure. I'm not sure. I know Matthias plays with Enström in Modo a lot, so I don't know who's on the left side or right side. But I think if you're a skilled player, I think you can manage to play both sides. I mean, we had Filip Broberg this summer play on the right side the whole tournament and play as a lefty, and he did. I mean, he didn't have any issues with that at all. So. Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're gonna try to look at the best 6-7 Ds that we can bring, and it's gonna be a battle for sure. I mean, if we get every player we have released, I don't think that Sabres are gonna release Dahlin though. So I think I'm gonna miss at least one 2000 born defenseman, but that's how it works. So I think, but it's gonna be a tough challenge to choose the best the top seven to go to Czech Republic.
Right, to be fair, I mean, like last year, it was okay that Finland missed out on Heiskanen, so, you know, might be a good thing as well.
Yeah. Now, and that's how it is. I mean, we didn't have the lead last year either, so I don't think that he would be the difference for us in like one game against Switzerland. I mean, it's a team effort to be able to go all the way in the World Juniors and be the number one team, so... but we'll see. I mean, that's how it is. I mean, we have a couple. We have David Gustafsson as a forward playing for Winnipeg right now, so we don't know if he's going to be there either. I mean, if the juniors play in the NHL, I mean, they're in the NHL, so they don't need the World Juniors to get to the NHL. So it's just we'll see who is there for us. But Matthias, for sure, it's going to be exciting to watch him in Finland.
You mentioned that he hasn't really been tested as he plays in the second division in Hockey Allsvenskan in Sweden. Does that hamper his chances, or how do you see it?
No, it doesn't. It does. It all comes down to how good he performs now when we go away, and how good he performs in the last 3 weeks when we get back home before the World Juniors. So it's. It's up for me as a coach to decide how to use him best. And I mean, if we're going to have a shot at being a top two, top three team, we have to get all our players to like be able to play to their top level. And that's up to me as a coach to decide which way he can help us in the best way.
Thank you very much, Thomas. I wish you the best to start scouting for what I presume is 10 years in advance when you go into the hockey game today. So good luck, and thank you for taking the time to talk to us once more.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks a lot for having me.
L is for the way. That's who you think it is. The Grimace mug. The Hello Kitty keychain. Barbie herself. For a limited time, your favorite McDonald's collectibles, filled with memories and magic, are now
on collectible cups. Get one of six when you order a collector's meal at McDonald's with your choice of a Big Mac or 10-piece McNuggets. Come get your cup while you still can. At participating McDonald's for a limited time while supplies last.